Welcome back to Doing Tangents with Luke and Brian. It's, ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
It is the weekend. It's coming up. Last segment of the week here on Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
The weekend?
It's the weekend with Kendrick. And this is what you get when all of a sudden you X-nay Loverboy right before I already have it tuned up.
I didn't X-nay Loverboy. I
wanted Loverboy
for the weekend.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, that was the song that I wanted to play by Loverboy because it's the weekend. So we're playing Play For Me.
Yeah, I know, but you could also Turn Me Loose instead. Turn me loose, and then I would be loose.
I didn't think it was cut. Maybe we can find it for the...
It is cut. You didn't even care. You don't even care.
No, because I had weekend songs up already, so I didn't change the search. But folks, this is Dueling Tangents. We divert on a tangent every now and then. You could give us a call, 844-967-2789. But yeah, we got some GOP and disarray stories here in the state of Wisconsin, Brian. So you got a statement from Ben Wickler, chair of the Democratic Party, on the events of this Ben Key video that was released today, for him saying that he wanted to sock Governor Evers in the face if he ever got the chance to see him in person.
Hey, listen, I got to tell you, we say some things, and you know, I get things taken kind of context. So, look, I get it, but again, you got to release a statement. You can't really say these things, especially when you're in your own office, man.
It's important to note that talking campaign strategy is illegal inside government buildings. It was what all of the John Doe probes were that somehow Walker wasn't held accountable for, but apparently Elijah Ben Key...
Who was the Supreme Court Justice at that time?
Oh, weird.
We'll have to dive into that one later. It's a mystery. No one will ever know because all the records are burned. Well, who's getting rid of records or not keeping them right now?
Running him on the back of a napkin.
Let's get to what Ben Wickler said.
Yes.
Here's a quote from Ben Wickler. Rep Benke's threats are deeply troubling. Here in Wisconsin, we believe in respecting one another, even when we disagree. But Wisconsin Republicans continue to cross the line over and over again, whether it's refusing to admit that the 2020 election was legitimate or threatening physical violence against the governor. Robin Voss's caucus is out of control. Our country has seen an uptick in threats against lawmakers and state and federal officials over the past year, and politicians like Rebecca Clayfish are making divisive and dangerous comments that are only making things worse. Republican politicians are attempting to divide us further, and when we should be healing and coming together, this behavior has to stop. Moreover, Benke's suggestion that Republicans should cheat in elections while on taxpayer-funded time inside the Capitol appears on its face to constitute illegal electioneering while serving in an official capacity, and a disturbing encouragement of further illegal behavior. We demand that Assembly Speaker Robin Voss investigate Rep. Benke, and in the meantime, strip him of his committee assignments and remove him from the caucus. We call on Robin Voss and Rebecca Clayfish to immediately join us in disavowing Benke's remarks and commit to ending violent rhetoric going forward. Now, just real quick, when I was talking to Joel Clayfish earlier this week, he had mentioned to me some of the threats that he and his daughters were receiving. And whether they were legitimate threats or not, you can't necessarily mention, hey, I'm going to go and show Rebecca about how to change her stance on abortion by doing horrible things to her daughter. That's not how things work in this country, in this state. And anybody who's doing that, I fully condemn you. That's what a horrible person does. Mm-hmm. You don't do that. You don't say that. So I want to tell you that it's not necessarily just Republican or Democratic. Everybody has their own. Being in a political campaign brings out a lot of very bad people saying a lot of really stupid things because they're really, really upset. You know, and I get that, but you can't do those things. You can't say those things. And but it's different when you're in your own office on state property and you're an elected official. You're supposed to know better.
Yeah, you should know the rules that govern your responsibilities as an elected official and a representative of the people. The fact that this I don't know who recorded this. I don't know if this is somebody from the right that was attacking Robin Voss for not being consistent on the things that because it's a long video. It's about 25 minutes long. I don't know if it's somebody that was attacking Voss from the right and getting Benke's stance on supporting Rantham and saying, hey, like, listen, I support your claims of that the 2020 election was rigged, but just show me the proof. I just need to see the proof. And that's what Benke said. I don't know if these individuals recording the meeting were more on the left and saying, like, recording the meeting for the sake of releasing it and being like, this is the crazy stuff that is happening in the Republican caucus right now. I don't know, because it was uploaded to YouTube anonymously. And
you can
so
find it yourself, Elijah Behnke. You can, there's links on WISP Politics as well.
Yeah.
You can check it out for yourself, because again, you got to see the context for yourself. I'm one who always says, find context, or at least put everything in context. You should listen to his remarks in context, at least. I don't necessarily think that, really, given the circumstance, if he was there, I don't think that he would punch Tony Evers in the face.
No,
the problem
because you'd
is you can't talk like that when you're an elected official, especially on your own turf, and you can't talk campaign strategy when you're in the state house.
No, and that's the other thing too, is these are very bad people making these comments, like you said, against Joel Clayfish, against Governor Evers. You're a bad person if your level of politics and level of discourse is to threaten violence or say that you will commit violence when given the opportunity. That's not you're crossing a line, and that shouldn't be allowable. But also, there's a lot of these threats that are not just bad people, because they're cowards in a lot of regards. A lot of people, we know that that Behnke was the one that said it, but like you said, if given the chance, he probably wouldn't do it. He's a big tough guy saying these things when Governor Evers isn't around. But then a lot of these threats also come online, Brian, where people sit from behind a keyboard with an anonymous. They give we get threats to this station sometimes, even with people texting and saying stuff. So it's the cowards that cower behind a keyboard and threaten and act tough and talk a big game. It's just weak and cowardly. I don't really know. I don't understand how you think that adds anything to the discourse. It doesn't. It's a negative thing. I hope, like Ben Wickler has called for, that there will be some accountability for the fact that Representative Elijah Behnke had those words to say and were saying them of all places in his office on the Capitol grounds.
Yeah, that's not good. But I, as we always do, and it's a Friday, I'm going to leave you on a nice palate cleanser at least. So
I have one too.
One of my friends, one of Darby's friends, last name is Behnke, and also has a friend last name of Henke, and they have kids of a similar age. So if one of the sons married the daughter, they could hyphenate their name and be Henke Behnke.
That's a good palate cleanser.
I find it fantastic, and I'm not trying to encourage it happening, but I think that's great. I think that's great.
Yeah, that's a good one. We're just gonna leave it off on that. That palate cleanser, I'll save mine for next week because it's a good one.
But we need him.
I don't have the clip queued up yet, so we won't have it in time. But you know what I do have for you, Brian?
Everything.
I'm turning you loose with Lover Boy for this weekend. Get ready.
I do care.
I do care. Folks, you've been listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. If you missed any portion of this great show or any show this week, go check out the podcast at devilradio927.com. Click on the Dueling Tangents tab, and you'll be able to access all the fantastic podcasted episodes of this great show. Happy Friday, Brian. We made it. We made it to the end of the week.
Yes.
We did it, man. Talk
finally
to you all.
It's Thursday.
Yes, finally it is. Talk to you all on Monday.